I want to thank Sherry Kam, who's in studio with us, the mom and technology person that's here, for a whole bunch of links that we are going to be putting up. This is one of those times when our homepage and the show notes are really just a wealth of information, and you just sent me a whole bunch of stuff that we're going to be publishing that is freeware or shareware for young kids and for older kids. And probably by Sunday night, I'll have all that posted up there so you get a chance to look at things like Cato's Hike, an adventure story for young kids, or the Light Bot, which would be for older kids. With me in studio also is Sean McCarroll, who is a social studies and technology teacher at Grosse Pointe North High School. I want to just give a little footnote on this, Sean, before I ask you a little bit more about the Innovation Lab. But am I right to say that you really, right now, at Grosse Pointe North High School, are on one of the most incredibly diverse high schools, perhaps in the city of Detroit, racially and economically? Am I right on that?
We are very diverse. I think we're at 60-40 or 65-35.
Yeah.
Roughly around there.
The reason I say that, folks, is because some people will hear the words Grosse Pointe and think, oh, that's the upper class, you know, white suburb out there. And what's happened is actually, folks, that it's become an incredibly diverse area because of population movement on the east side of Detroit, so that now you are really talking about all sorts of kids from different ethnic backgrounds.
Absolutely.
And different educational backgrounds who are coming into this atmosphere.
Absolutely.
And in that atmosphere, Sean McCarroll, you are doing something that is absolutely fascinating called the Innovation Lab. So we've been talking about toys, and now let's talk about what happens when you get the kids into schools where they've had the toys, they've had something sparked in them. What happens when they get to the Innovation Lab?
Well, that's something that we launched just this year. It opened in September, and it is a redesigned and a remodeled science lab that we had sitting. So when the kids go in there, it's more collaborative furniture. It's more reflective of what you would find in the workplace.
Mm.
We have fun colors on the walls. We use the Google colors to paint our walls. And our lab stations, it has a lot of technology that's equipped in there, in part because of Sherry's work, too. She was influential.
This is something you've been passionate about, too, Sherry.
Absolutely, because the outcome of this is, especially when Sean pitched the idea, is really trying to get kids to think about an end product.
Yes.
And, you know, in social studies, which is what he's teaching it through, how is it that technology can lend itself to the study of social studies and bringing everything together?
Absolutely. And everything that we do, I frame through technology as a tool. So we always focus on technology as something that can help you accomplish a project that you otherwise would be unable to accomplish. And I kicked off the semester telling the story of remodeling my house. I had to rip out a bathroom floor. Mm-hmm. It was made of concrete, and the kids were joking because I'm 6'2", 165 pounds. I'm a thin, lanky guy, right? And
yeah.
So I tell them, despite my incredible strength, I would have been unable to rip that floor out without the appropriate tools. And so then we kind of look at, how do we use technology to support our ideas and accomplish projects that we would be unable to do?
Wow. Now, we were talking during the break about this. You've got, and Ed was getting really excited about this too, you've got 3D printers involved in this process.
Yes, and that has been, I think, one of the most exciting and an absolute fun time. We had an entire unit about 3D printing, and we started off just taking a look at what role 3D printing has in society, because it's actually amazing that I showed you guys this little robot that I had brought in that we had printed, and I had this sitting on my desk in my social studies room, and a kid was looking at it and said, you know, that's really cool. And then he thought for a second and said, well, why do we need that? And so that's why I started off that unit with, well, let's take a look and see, because we can 3D print in society now. We have, you know, the genetic material that we're printing.
It's astounding. Yeah, you were talking during the break, Sherry, about human organs.
Absolutely, right. They're trying to figure out exactly how it is they can make this work, simply because prosthetics may not necessarily be the answer. We may want something even more involved. Do we need to manufacture livers from our own stem cells as opposed to taking other body parts from other people? And so can we somehow make that work for ourselves?
Yeah, and produce an organ that's disease-free.
That's correct.
Pristine, if you will.
Yep.
And put that into the body versus harvesting from somebody else that may have its own host of problems.
Yeah, and one of the things I thought of was that, you know, wouldn't it be nice if I could replace that piece on the vacuum cleaner that broke, and I just cannot find that on Amazon or eBay or the manufacturer's website. And then Sean was basically saying, well, that's how we sort of interact, bring it into social studies, because now you're dealing with, you know, patent rights, and of the manufacturers and the social economical impact of that. And I'm like, I wish I had a teacher like that when I was in high school.
This is really neat that you've got this. Are there other teachers, are there other teachers at other systems who are working on this that you can collaborate with, or are you kind of on ground zero here?
There are other teachers throughout Metro Detroit that are working on projects like this. In fact, in the spring, we went to Birmingham Covington School, which was a phenomenal experience. It is a third through eighth grade school in Birmingham, and we were able to interact with a lot of the experts that have been doing this for quite a while. And they have an engineering program that third and fourth graders would go throughout their day, and they went to a class kind of like the one that we run at North, where they would think of ideas and start to prototype, and then they would go to an engineering class where they would carry those ideas out.
Oh my lord, third to eighth grade.
Third to eighth grade. And one, but and it's fascinating because you see eighth graders next to third graders walking around during passing time, and they would all get along. It's a much more collaborative environment, and that's really what we wanted to shoot for at North as well.
Your two girls, are they involved in this?
They're involved with the extracurricular. And so he does have a group that he's just started, which is fascinating. It's kind of a makerspace, is that right?
It is. Actually, one of my students started the club because they were so excited about the opportunities that this space provided that they created, we call it the Spark Innovation Club.
And I love it.
And the focus, and this is what's great about the 3D printer especially, is that you can develop prototypes for things and have a product that you could take to a manufacturer or a company, and you don't have to spend the thousands of dollars to find someone that will come up with the tool and die and go through that laborious process.
Cal often asks this question for people who are out there who are listening and think, I'd love to have something like this happen in my school system. Is there a way, is there like an organization that people can get in touch with or just get in touch with you? How do you make this contagious?
Well, you have somebody who's as enthusiastic as Mr. McCarroll is. We have a lot of champions actually in the school district who are really quite fascinated and collaborative. And then you just start sharing. We have found that tweeting it out and making sure that a lot of people know exactly what it is that we're doing, as transparent as we can possibly be, because then they give us ideas as well as we give them. I mean, it's an even exchange. And so we develop as we all go along, and we're learning just as much as we're teaching.
Absolutely.
Kel? You know, perhaps maybe you might want to consider doing the same thing that they're doing with robotics. They have the RoboFest every year.
Yes.
Maybe you might want to have a festival like that, bring in other schools and, you know, make it a competition, you know, how to be able to do things like that. But he's smiling and they're already
taking notes already.
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely. Exactly.
Like a maker fair.
Yes.
For high schools.
That's driven
for
by
schools.
Students.
Yeah.
One of the projects we did with the 3D printing unit, I put them in teams and told them your challenge is going to be to design a smartphone accessory that a high schooler would want to use. But the two rules were it can't currently exist, so I can't go out and buy it, and it had to be functional. So I brought one that has a design on it, but it doesn't serve any added function.
Oh, it's a smartphone cover.
A smartphone, yeah, just a smartphone case. And we had kids come up with those prototypes, and they invented a case that had a compartment where they could wind their earbuds and their charger in the back.
Well, wonderful.
Every high school. So, and I think that's fantastic to be able to have that there.
That is exciting. Yeah. So now, folks, what I want to do, because we're coming to the end of this hour, is to kind of pull this all together. If you go to internetadvisor.net, online there, you're going to find we started talking about toys, smart toys for smart girls and boys. And we've got some things for the smaller, younger kids, the older kids. And then in addition to that, now we're moving up into schools. You can find links then to Sean McCarroll's Innovation Lab. There'll be some links that'll point you right to that. And then, Sherry, thank you very much for all that you've done and gathering a lot of this information together for us. I hope that, folks, you'll buy some really neat things for your kids and get them. And as Ed said, get involved in playing with them with those things as well. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you so
much. It has been a delight having you with us, Sherry Cam and Sean McCarroll.